Hi, my name is Adina Schmimann, Director of the OU Women's Initiative. Join me in supporting the programming you love at ou.org/women23. It's your donation that helps to create Torah, leadership, and community engagement programs. Programs that you love, Tori Mecha Nachyomi, Tori Mecha Parsha, Rosh Chodesh Lunch and Learn, Counting Towards Sinai, Ideas and Inspiration for the Chagim, the Max and Yeti Manderer, Aleihem HaShalom Elite Virtual Beit Midrash, Mikvah Attendant Professional Development, Rebbetzin Kala Teacher Kirv and Chinuch Professional Fellowship and Conference, the Challenge Grant Initiative to support community programming, the Art of Speaking course, Lay Leadership Conference, and support. Your gift has worldwide reach as together we build a community of engagement and inspiration together. To support these programs, go to ou.org/women23. Thank you for being part of the OU Women's Initiative community. And now for today's presentation.
Welcome to Torat Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter. Today we continue with Chapter 101 of Tehillim, Perek Kuf Aleph. What truly uplifts us? How do we stay uplifted? There's a really interesting Gemara Psachim that discusses the different introductory words of song in Sefer Tehillim, like Shir, Maskil, Mizmor, Lamnatzeach. The Gemara says, Mizmor l'David, a song for David, and l'David Mizmor, for David a song, are not synonymous phrases. When a chapter begins Mizmor l'David, David HaMelech was not yet on the level of Ruach HaKodesh, divine inspiration, when he began to sing. But the song itself uplifted him and helped him get there. The David Mizmor means, during these times, David HaMelech was in such an inspired state, he had achieved Ruach HaKodesh, divine spirit, and the resulting song was an expression of the clarity he had achieved. There is, of course, such an important lesson in this, in how we approach our inspired moments and our less than inspired moments, our ebbs and flows. We need to know that we will not always be there. We will not always feel inspired or uplifted. But like David HaMelech, we have the power to uplift ourselves, to dig deep within ourselves, to start to sing anyways, and that will help us. In fact, there are many more chapters that begin Mizmor LeDavid than LeDavid Mizmor, meaning many more times that David HaMelech required and utilized the power of song to get him to the inspired place he wanted to be. Chapter 24 is an example of LeDavid Mizmor, and ours here, 101, is as well. What is amazing about these two chapters is in both of them, there is a lot of focus on internal growth, on becoming the Tzelem Elokim, the crown of creation we were intended to be. We would imagine that what David HaMelech was thinking about, what brought him up to this extraordinary level of Ruach HaKodesh without the help of song, must have been something otherworldly. But what we find is quite the opposite. It's about personal growth, about becoming the human being he needs to be in order to serve Hashem. And that is the thought that uplifted him. In Shmona Esrei, our daily prayers, the third blessing is Atah Kadosh. We declare to Hashem that we know that He is holy, and even His name is holy. Everything we know about Hashem and His deeds are holy, and that Kedoshim b'chol yom yehalelucha selah. Holy ones praise you every day. And then the word selah. What is the word selah? Chazal tell us it can mean forever and ever. Radak explains, it's not so much a word, more like a note to the reader, to read the phrase up to a crescendo. That the phrase or verse that preceded Selah was so inspiring, so meaningful, so important, that it must be read in a significant way, with a natural pause. So now we want to know, what did we just read? Kedoshim b'chol yom yehalelucha selah. Holy ones praise you every day. Who are these holy ones? Again, different opinions. Some say angels, others, Bnei Yisrael. And now we get the Selah moment. We were just compared to angels. We can achieve down here. We can uplift down here. We can be Kedoshim. And in our chapter, David HaMelech discusses how. Verse 1. LeDavid Mizmor, Chesed U'Mishpat Ashira, Lecha Hashem Azamera. For David a Mizmor, of your kindness and justice I will sing to you, Hashem I will sing. Radak explains so beautifully that David HaMelech expresses in this chapter what he does in his spare time. When he has any time, when he is not engaged in actively ruling, judging, mediating, what does David do then? At that time, he focuses his heart and attention on the tremendous privilege he has in the fact that he gets to engage with Hashem's children, take care of them, judge them, work with them. And he sings about that. This can be a very relatable message. How many of us, too, spend our days taking care of Hashem's children or engaging with them in any way? We, too, can stop every now and then and remind ourselves, what a privilege, what a zchus. So, Radak continues, David is saying here, Chesed U'Mishpat Ashira. Thank you, Hashem, for crowning me king. Thank you for giving me a lev tov, a good heart, to rule them with justice, mishpat, and kindness, chesed. Because Hashem, that is how you judge. As a side point, the Medrash and early commentaries, for example, Rashi, explain this verse as the idea that whether we receive strict justice from Hashem, mishpat, or undeserved kindness, chesed, our response is to sing a shira, because we always know that Hashem truly loves us. And Sfarno explains that David HaMelech is thanking Hashem for the amazing privilege and miracle of being a human being, of the chesed of eternal life Hashem has granted, as well as mishpat, our ability to judge and choose our actions, and thus have some choice and control over our reality and determination. In a sense, David HaMelech is thanking Hashem for Bechira, our free will. Verse 2. Askila b'derech tamim, masai tavo elai, es halech b'sam levavi b'kerev b'si. I will contemplate the way of perfection. When will it come to me? I will walk in sincerity of heart within my home. The Malbim explains that David HaMelech is on a quest for Tamimus, perfection. And he understands that Tamimus goes far beyond consistent actions. It goes deep into the motives, the drives, what is really pushing us. And David HaMelech wants so badly to be a Tamim. And so he looks deep into his heart and cries out, when will I achieve it? How can I be a Tamim? Amazingly, he finds the answer Bekerev Besi, in his home. If we can be holy at home, if we can be kind and honest and genuine and pure when no one else outside is watching, then we know that we are for real. Again, what a relatable thought for all of us. The Eish Hischayil is praised not by her many fans, but Kamu Vaneha Vayashruha Ba'ala Vayahalala. Her children and her husband praise her. They say, we saw her most, and this is truly who she is. Verse 3. Lo ashis leneged enai devar bli'al, asosetim sanesi lo yidbak bi. I will not place before my eyes anything unworthy. I despise all crooked practice. It will not cling to me. Sfarno explains that this verse talks about the relationship between thoughts and actions. In order to truly separate ourselves from immoral behavior, it's not enough not to do it. We need to deal with it internally. As David HaMelech says, despise all crooked practice, and that is how he can ensure that it will never cling to him. Verse 4. Levav ikesh yasur mimeni ra lo eda. A perverse heart shall remain removed from me. I will have nothing to do with evil. It's also about the people we associate with. People with a perverse heart, they stay away from me because they know they won't get attention from me. Is it fair to be judged by who our friends are? But it is definitely true that certain people kind of attract dishonest people and dishonest behavior, or unkind people and unkind behavior, crass and ugly speech. And then there are the people who just make everyone want to behave in a way that's a little more gentle, kind, sincere, spiritual, just because they are in the room. It's a really important exercise to think about what kind of behavior we attract. We all are a magnet for something. Verse 5. Milashni baseser re'ehu oso atzmis, giva einayim urechav levav oso lo uchal. The person who secretly speaks ill of his neighbor, him will I cut off. I will not tolerate a person of proud looks and conceited heart. Rav Hirsch explains that being a king and wanting to stay in power means always worrying about loyalty. It's not paranoid, it's life and death. And so for most kings, the most valuable of ministers are the ones who can whisper to the king who is truly loyal and who is just pretending. But what they don't realize is David HaMelech is different. David does not tolerate Lashon Hara, slanderous speech. Someone who tries it, oso atzmis, I will silence them. For David HaMelech, being a king is, as he began this chapter, a tremendous privilege to help Hashem's children, care for them, teach them. It's not about me and keeping me in power. What is a Jewish king? The Gemara Brachos tells us there was a kinor, a lyre, above David's bed. At midnight, a northerly wind would blow and cause it to play notes, awakening David. He would study Torah until dawn, when the elders would enter his room and say, Amrulo Adonenu HaMelech, Amcha Yisrael Trichin Parnasa. They would say to him, Our master, the king, your nation Israel needs Parnasa, requires your help. That's what being a king means to David HaMelech. Again, a relatable message for any of us in positions of authority. Is it about power, status? Chazal tell us to read the word as ito in the phrase giva einayim urechav levav ito lo uchal, and warn us that the speaker in this verse is Hashem himself. Hashem says, I will not tolerate being around someone who is arrogant, who is power hungry. A person can do a lot of mitzvos, be a powerful Torah scholar even, but if he is arrogant, Hashem says, Ein ani vehu yicholin lador ba'olam. I can't live in this world with him. In verse 6, David HaMelech describes who he does surround himself with. Einai b'ne'emnei eretz, Lasheves imadi, holech biderech tamim hu yisharaseni. My eyes are on the trustworthy of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walks in the path of absolute integrity shall serve me. So first and foremost, I'm looking for ne'emne eretz, people whom others can trust, people who are faithful and humble and honest. I'm looking for a committee of helpers to join my mission in taking care of as many of Hashem's kids as I can. Verse 7, Lo yeshev bekerav b'si osei rumiya, dover shkarim lo yikon l'neged einai. The practitioners of deceit shall not stay within my house. One who tells lies shall not remain in my sight. The Malbim explains here, David HaMelech is teaching us how to create an environment where dishonest behavior just cannot thrive. This is a powerful message. There are situations and environments that invite dishonesty and breed cruelty. This is my domain, David HaMelech says. I set the tone here, and my people know very clearly what is the kind of behavior that is acceptable, that is welcome here. And verse 8, Labkarim atzmis kol rishe eretz lahakris me'ir Hashem kol po'olei aven. Every morning I will work to eliminate all the wicked of the land, to cut off all doers of evil from the city of Hashem. Rav Hirsch says morning represents the dawn of the new world, the morning of Mashiach, when all the world will be good. But until that great and lofty morning comes, I will work to take care of my little space, whatever I have control over. For David HaMelech, that was the Ir Hashem, the city of Hashem. For us, our area of control may be much smaller, but whatever it is that we do have control over, or maybe not even control, maybe influence, whatever impact we can make, whatever space that is, maybe our family, our friends, maybe only our own minds and hearts, whatever space that is, we must, as David HaMelech did, purify it and make it beautiful. So circling back to the beginning of the chapter, greatness is found within. We can work on our own inspiration, and this conviction can be shared with others. We learn to be clear about what we stand for, so those who know us really know us. We learn to surround ourselves with good people and also to be a force of good for those people in our lives. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishma, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara, Bat Chaim Leib.